It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Nobel Peace Prize was announced Friday morning, and the honor this year goes to human rights campaigners in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. They are jailed human rights advocate Alex Bialyatsky from Belarus, the Russian human rights organization Memorial, and the Ukrainian human rights organization Center for Civil Liberties. All three were announced as the 2022 winners of the Nobel Peace Prize at a ceremony in Oslo. The timing couldn't be more perfect. Speaking Thursday night in New York City, President Biden spoke in pretty frightening terms, saying, quote, "For the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have a direct threat of the use of a nuclear weapon if, in fact, things continue down the path they're going. We've not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." And then he added, "I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon." Wow. Keeping all that in mind, this next story comes at the right time, too. Well, for those of us who might want something to calm our nerves, President Biden made an unexpected announcement Thursday afternoon.
"As I said when I ran for president, no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. It's already legal in many states, and criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities. And that's before you address the racial disparities around who suffers the consequences. While white and black and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people are arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. So today, I'm taking three steps to end this failed approach. First, I'm announcing a pardon for all prior federal offenses for the simple possession of marijuana. There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them. Second, I'm calling on all governors to do the same for state marijuana possession offenses. Third, the federal government currently classifies marijuana as a Schedule I substance, the same as heroin and LSD, and more serious than fentanyl. It makes no sense. So I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Attorney General to initiate a process to review how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Even as federal and local regulations of marijuana change, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, and underage sales should stay in place. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time that we right these wrongs."
Interestingly, Politico reporting that John Fetterman, you know, the Democratic nominee for Senate from Pennsylvania running against Mehmet Oz, he got a heads up from the White House that Biden would pardon marijuana offenses and review how it's scheduled. This, after Fetterman talked with the president for 20 minutes last month in Pittsburgh, where he urged the president to deschedule cannabis. The new job numbers are out. The U.S. added 263,000 jobs in September, beating economists' expectations. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Now, can they stop raising interest rates? Just asking. A federal judge on Thursday temporarily blocked parts of New York's new gun law, which establishes gun-free zones, including in Times Square, where having a gun is a crime, licensed or not. It also imposes new rules on getting a gun license. Well, the state legislature passed the law in July after the Supreme Court, siding with gun rights groups, found the state's previous gun licensing system unconstitutional. U.S. District Court Judge Glenn Sotheby said the new law, quote, "further reduced a first-class constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense into a mere request." His order would prevent the state from enforcing this new law, pending a challenge by the gun owners of America. So they think Donald Trump still has classified documents that he hasn't yet returned. Wow. Justice Department officials are insisting to attorneys for the former guy that he return any documents marked as classified that are still in his possession, making it clear that they don't believe he's returned all materials taken when he left the White House. In numerous court filings, prosecutors indicated that they had concerns that classified records were possibly still missing. Justice officials have communicated to Trump's attorneys that he has an ongoing obligation to return the documents marked as classified. This is getting redundant. So, a former Proud Boys leader, a guy named Jeremy Bertino, pleaded guilty Thursday to plotting with other members of the far-right group to prevent the peaceful transfer of power to President Biden. The 43-year-old Bertino is the first Proud Boys leader to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bertino has agreed to cooperate with the investigation into the Proud Boys' role in the riot. Judge Timothy Kelly released Bertino pending a sentencing hearing. A different seditious conspiracy trial started this week for several leaders of the Oath Keepers group, similarly accused of fomenting the January 6th attack. And check out what they're doing in Illinois. In the second largest county in the U.S., officials launched what they say is the biggest guaranteed basic income pilot program in the country. Cook County will send up to 3,250 eligible residents $500 a month in cash assistance for 2 years, becoming a leader in the movement for universal basic income. Cook County, Illinois, huh? Way to go. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.